Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. 2 Timothy 1, verse 9. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of His own purpose and grace. I have had the opportunity to spend a small amount of time in fruit orchards. I cannot recall ever hearing groans from the trees as they produce their luscious fruit. I have also walked down long rows of onions while slicing off the seed pods for a seed company, and never once heard the onion plants groaning as they matured. The trees and the onions just produced according to their purpose. Sometimes it seems that we try our best to be something other than what God designed us to be. In writing this second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul clears the deck and lays it all out for us to see. We are all called to live a holy life. Paul is quick to add that there is nothing that Timothy can do to merit this holy life, and that point applies to us as well. The holy life is not achieved by what we accomplish, but by what Jesus has done for us from the very beginning of time. God's great, magnificent grace, not what we deserve, but what we need. The Lord knows our inability to be holy, and He has provided Himself as our strength. As we turn our life over to Him, our roots sink down into the rich soil of His love, and He becomes our holiness. Allow Him to be our holy life. May God richly bless you as you bless others by your words and actions. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.